listener production.
Dawn on the 25th of April 1915, Anzac troops landed at the Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The Dawn service in Rockhampton is wrapping up this morning at the Botanic Gardens, as many came together to honour those who have served. Former serving Gary Penny opening the Dawn service address.
Over today, whilst you stand here in silence, or whilst you're observing the troops march down the streets of Rockhampton, or whilst you're having a beer with a fellow soldier, take in that moment and ask yourself, what does this day mean to me? For myself, it's a time to respect the brave men and women who have served and continue to serve our nation in times of conflict and war. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of remembrance. It's a day in which I pay my respects to the men who did not come home with me.
Anzac Day services will continue throughout the morning across central Queensland. A $9 million mental health facility in Brisbane will be the first step in improving support for veterans across Queensland. That's if the remaining $700,000 needed to build Legacy House at the Greenslopes Private Hospital is secured. In other news, the Premier says he will consider calls from the Queensland's financial councillors for $15 million in urgent funding. The association revealed an increasing number of those in financial despair are being turned away, as 29 full-time registered financial councillors and 81 part-timers struggle to keep up with the cost of living crisis. Stephen Miles says he has heard the calls.
We do provide some funding to financial counselling services and will consider that request for additional funding through the budget process.